This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, it's light enough to see that it's pretty damn wet here. It's
down there.
Yep. No, not just here. Just up here in Marin.
Oh.
You know,
it's not down there on the floor outside, or is there puddles, or are there puddles? I meant
there. Yes. Are there? Yep. I mean, technically, yeah. There are some puddles.
So there, it's kind of wet down there
on the ground.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Okay. It's time for the news. Forget it. Just
clarify.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone can transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com.
Love that. I can't wait to have a new project. I'm so...
I thought you have a plan. What about the fence?
That's not going to need any of a countertop on it.
Oh,
maybe
I'll
tile the fence.
Oh, I see. You want to get with all natural stone and plan a new room. I get you.
I want to get with them. That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, everyone, here's what's happening. So we'll begin with the power outages. Well, I should say we'll begin with the extreme weather, which has caused all kinds of trouble nationwide.
Yes.
So I jokingly but also seriously mentioned that this has caused major delays for deliveries around the country. You know, I know that you needed those new Crocs. You're probably not going to see them. But where it really comes into play is the vaccines aren't getting delivered either. And that causes another problem that we, terrible news. We want to pace fast. We really want this out there. And so that's causing issues. It looks like Texas, for the most part, which they were not equipped or ready at all for any of this. And the power outages have caused major problems there.
Right.
Major. Like people are ripping down things at their house and lighting them on fire to stay warm. It's been a big deal. And one of the funny side stories, and I don't know if this dude had it planned or just threw it together at the last second, but Ted Cruz is from Texas. He's a Republican in Texas. I think he's a senator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you know the name or have heard the name. Yeah. But anyway, he left for Mexico. He went to Cancun specifically with his family. And now it's all over the news that, oh, so this guy up and leaves town as soon as the bleep hits the fan.
Yeah.
Well, he, you know, checked the wind and realized it's coming his way hard. And so he got on the next plane home and is back in Texas now.
Oh, that's good.
But
that's where he belongs as their
one of the interesting things about political life. There are perks, but it's also his
under
wife.
The microscope.
His wife apparently was out there trying to recruit friends to join them in Cancun, and was sending out an email or text. I'm not sure which one or both, saying, "Hey, we're going to be staying at the Ritz-Carlton in Cancun. It's this much a night. If you want to join us, we're going on these dates." Well, someone gave that to the news services. So everyone has her drumming up more people to join them for the party in Cancun, while, you know, Holmes is supposed to be in his community helping out.
Right. In the middle of a giant pandemic and now a freaking winter surprise blizzard, snowstorm, icy conditions. Mm.
So they say now that there are less than 200,000 customers in Texas who are still without power. So they've gotten a lot of people back into, you know, the light, so to speak. they are still under boil water advisories.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. They can't get clean drinking water.
Oh my God. That is terrible news.
And more weirdly than any of this is that we've just been talking about how many people are like, we're leaving that California for Texas. They landed and this happened.
Imagine that. Imagine if you were like, I got to get away from all the problems here. And then you just land in Problemville Jr.
And now you're lighting your dining room table on fire to stay warm so the kids don't freeze.
I know this is an heirloom, but we're going to die without it.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I guess the end of the story is this is going to slow vaccine delivery as well as all the other deliveries, whatever you're waiting on. Right. So that's the for me, that's one of the really that's troubling. These mm-hmm. vaccines are important. There's people with appointments. There's people who... speaking of appointments, this is a funny one.
Tell me.
Two women were caught trying to get second doses of the COVID-19 vaccine by dressing up as grandmas. This according to the director of the Florida Department of Health in Orange County. The women came to the vaccination site wearing bonnets, gloves, glasses... in an attempt to receive their vaccines. Apparently, these two women, age 44 and 34, had already gotten their first shots.
Using the same...
We don't know if they'd used this with success the first time. We do know they had vaccine cards from their first shot, and they were denied the second shot while dressed up due to issues with the ID cards that they were carrying. So it caused them to get a second look, and upon second look... the wrinkles didn't match the outfits, and they were busted.
It's too bad, because now I feel like they wasted half a dose of the vaccine. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'd almost, just to not have that be wasted, I'd almost vaccinate them. But
the vaccine is the hottest commodity out there right now, they
People
say. And we have to be careful who gets these. And we were just talking last news break about teachers who are being asked to go back to school. And some people have written in, and I'll read the text, but there are schools in who've been having kids in and are doing it with great success. So it is a possibility. But I think most teachers would like their vaccine first, please.
Right. I mean, I would demand that if I were a teacher.
So currently in Florida, they're prioritizing adults 65 and older, long-term care facility residents and staff, and healthcare workers. So these 34 and 44-year-old ladies don't make the cut, and they were turned away. Well, that's
they
the
tried.
Way it goes.
You know, we all want our vaccine.
Yeah, no, we do. You're right.
I cannot wait. John and I were talking about it just last night. He goes, well, I'm over 55, so I'm going to be in the next tier.
John's over 55.
He's 56.
Oh, my God.
John is 56. I just turned 54, so I got, you know, I'm going to be in whatever the tier is afterwards. I thought it was going to be 50 and up, but once they get through the 65 and up, I think it goes to 55. Oh. He's like, I'll get it before you. I'm like, well, that's good because you're the only one who leaves here.
Yeah, there you go.
So, but I still want it. I'd like to leave.
Yeah, no, I want it too. And I don't even need to go rushing out and complete, like, it's you're just not going to get to go back and do all the stuff you love, but at least you've got that backing you up when you have to go grocery shopping or,
you can feel like I'm pretty safe.
He still has to mask up and be very careful because he can bring it home to you guys as well.
Right.
And you guys
are
vaccinated.
Well, and who wants to listen to the BH in line behind you going, put your damn mask on? Like, you're asking for it if you're sitting there going, I got the COVID vaccine. I don't care what you got. But, you know, now you're in a fight and you're
We're
just trying to buy.
Masks. It's just peace of mind.
I just got two coconuts and a cucumber here. I just don't want to be in a fight over this. This is stupid.
Seems like you have those everywhere you go. God. Hairy coconuts.
How about a fast fact?
Fast fact.
Elvis held only 3 concerts outside the U.S. in his entire career.
Oh.
And they were all in Canada.
Oh.
He didn't travel.
I'm surprised.
Elvis, the worldwide sensation, never toured that thing around. That's weird, huh?
It is weird. Well, you didn't have to tour to make money back in the olden days. You know, you sold 10 million of each of your singles and you went, yeah, why would I leave home? Look how great it is here.
Yeah.
I think, hey, you guys, I have an idea. Let's buy a pharmacy and then we'll have all the pills we could ever want. That's not how it works, Elvis. Are you sure about that?
Well, based on what was in his tummy when he passed, I think he had no problem finding pills, right? He did okay, yeah. Didn't he?
Sure. I wonder if he even had to... He probably didn't even have to go through what people these days, they got to have multiple doctors and rotating, you know. Yeah, it just seems like it's much harder to fake out the medical community these days.
Well, I think it's harder for anybody not named Elvis, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, Elvis, that name alone... Probably get you all kinds of
perks. Give me an
perks.
Amount.
Seems like these celebrities have no problems getting it. You know, they all rap about Percocet and all that good stuff. The double styrofoam cups.
Yeah, thanks for letting us know how to do it, rappers.
A new study figured out the food that every state hates the most.
Okay.
Now, if I say to you, what do you hate? You probably have to think about it a second because you avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. It's not made at your house. It's not something you come up against.
Cheese.
You wait. What?
I hate blue cheese.
Dressing or just blue cheese?
That anything with that flavor, that it taints a whole meal for one crumb of blue cheese taints a whole meal.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Yeah, a lot of people really love it. It's like I can't stand it.
It's like Nicole's foot reaction.
Anathema.
Oh, geez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like that.
So, Bryn, is there? You're the probably the.
The guy who eats everything?
Healthiest eater here.
I don't know about that. I can't think of anything I really hate that passionately. I really can't.
What about live eels? Are you going for those?
Well, I haven't eaten those, so I don't know. I don't know if I hate them, and you know me.
So that's an option then. Let me just see if I like it.
Well, I don't think that's a thing. But yeah, if there's a certain...
Oh, everything's a thing.
Live eels? You mean you pull one out of its hole and take a bite out of it?
Eels live in holes?
Don't they?
I don't know. I thought they were just swum around. Like little
fishy snakes.
Around
too. Yeah, I thought they were fishy snakes. Exactly.
I thought they lived in maybe I'm thinking of barracudas. I thought they lived in little...
Barracudas live in holes?
Don't they?
I don't. I truly...
So eels burrow themselves into sand or mud.
Thank you.
Oh, and they live in there.
Yes.
Or are they just hiding before something comes by for them to eat?
Electric
eels? No, that sounds right, actually. Don't the electric eels hide in, a rock cave and then they go...
That's what I'm trying to say! Yes!
Think about those two little animals.
That was in The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid was what I was going to say. Those two little eels that hang out with Ursula, they just swim around. They don't have a hole that
they... No, they went into, a cave with Ursula.
They did? I didn't realize that.
Oh, I had no idea about it. So I guess what? You just put your mouth to the lips of the cave and go... suck an eel out of there? Delicious. Swimming in my stomach.
Who knew? that just simply trying to describe the eel for comic
sometimes
relief.
They're called eel pits.
Yeah.
Eel pits. Ooh.
Nice.
And barracudas live in holes too, right?
Do they?
Let me look that up.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Vinny, clearly you're much closer to your marine biology degree than I.
Anyway, olives taught...
Olives are great.
Olives top the list. I should have started elsewhere, but
that's okay.
The number one thing, the food that people hate the most, olives. Anchovies came in second.
I don't mind anchovies.
Eggplant came in third. I like eggplant.
Love eggplant.
I like it sometimes. It can be kind of bogus.
If it's not cooked correctly, I agree.
It's got to be just so.
I don't want it to be mushy.
No, and I also don't want it to be... It has something that gets like a spongy thing going on. You know?
Mm-hmm. See, that's what I don't like about... what's that food that they put in instead of meat sometimes?
Tofu.
Tofu. That's why I don't like tofu. the spongy thing that it's got. I hate that.
Oh.
I'm not into it.
And barracudas live in coral reefs. It doesn't say anything about holes.
Yeah, they live in their holes. They live in a hole in the reef, and they dart out.
How do they make the hole?
The hole's there. They just move into a.
I see.
They find holes.
Yeah.
I mean,
don't question the fast facts.
I believe it.
That was
a fast fact.
Well, I don't think I just.
We're full of fast facts all morning.
That was so just Bryn, you know, reaching into a hole, pulling out an eel, and taking a bite.
She's the one who brought up the eel. I don't know where I came from.
And he doesn't
use
his hand. He just uses his lips.
Right.
Yeah, the traditional way.
It's eel spaghetti.
Yum.
So olives, anchovies, eggplant, all hated foods in America. A tie between beets, bologna, and sushi. Oh, and turkey bacon.
Oh, my God.
Came in next.
I love beets. Bologna I could never have again and be perfectly happy. Sushi. Give me some sushi. Mm-hmm. And what's the last one? Turkey bacon? Yeah, that sounds like it sucks. I've never tried that.
It's not bad.
It's okay. It's not. It doesn't have that sweetness that normal or, you know.
Yeah.
Pig bacon has.
That sweet pig meat taste. Right, sure.
Full of oils.
Beets, you know what? We use beets in our juicer. Oh, and they're like, so, like if you put beets and orange and carrots together, it's so good. You can't believe it. I know you're probably not believing me, but I'm telling you, it's so good.
There's a smoothie place or like a juicer place near me that does a beet carrot apple. That is
that'd be great
freaking
too.
Freaking delicious. Yeah. So good. Yeah, there's something about beets. When I was a kid, I didn't like them, but I only ever had them in a can. But nowadays, they do the roasted beets. I always, you know, the salads with the goat cheese and the beets and, oh, God.
The blue cheese, yum.
No blue cheese, please.
I think Nicole's a bologna girl.
Yeah, she just said she loves bologna.
I mean, like only bologna when she was a kid.
Yeah, when I was like Cameron's age, I would only eat bologna, cheese, and apples. That was it.
That was my brother Jan.
Oh, really?
I remember him being 10, and my mom would put food out for everybody and then put 3 pieces of bologna and a mustard on a plate, hand it to him, and that's what that kid ate for dinner.
Okay, I wouldn't do that, but
if he cut his leg, could you actually use it for cold cuts? Was he made of bologna?
Oh, I was like, where is that?
Like, I just picture that, like, you know, you good cut, you, like, if you were going to cut your feet off so you could date Nicole, you'd just be able to slice it right into bologna slices.
And then eat it because it's so delicious.
Remember those Schoolhouse Rock things, like, you are what you eat?
Yes.
I always thought about that. I'm like, oh, man, I am made of Milky Ways.
And Milky Way, the worst candy bar of all of them.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
What's the matter with you guys? It's got caramel? Great,
yeah. No. It's the worst.
Chocolate?
Candy bar of them all.
No, I love it. No, the worst one is probably
Three Musketeers.
No, I love Three Musketeers.
They're also terrible. Thank you, Nicole. You and I see eye to eye on some things.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just a base of a Snickers bar. You know, it's just, you know, take away the peanuts and the caramel. You got a Three Musketeers. They're fine.
Well, they fit perfectly in the most hated foods in America, which includes olives, anchovies, eggplants, beets, bologna, sushi, turkey bacon, well-done steak, and carrots and pickles, all on the list.
Carrots and pickles are like together or those
no,
are just...
No, just they tied on the list for the next most hated foods in America.
Merca.
Let's see here. Our text number is 800-400-3697. What did you guys have to say? Isn't a barracuda the one that ate Nemo's mom and siblings?
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Dang it. It's in the first 2 minutes of the movie. You should probably skip that with your little kids anyway. It's devastating.
Yeah, I had to. That's exactly what we did. We passed the part where we just went to the part where he's looking down in at the one left.
Little
Nemo.
Don't worry, I'll always protect you.
Olives, anchovies, and eggplants are all delicious.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Also thought of human. Olive.
Oh. Where is that?
Now that he's got all the time in the world, how about putting that movie out, pal?
How about that?
Especially now is a perfect time with all the people who want stuff to watch.
Content. Wow.
Just make it available. I mean, he should have given up on that movie 8 years ago. Like, when did he make that? Was it in, 2009?
I don't know.
I mean, are we talking about a 12-year-old project?
I think it was 11-ish. Let's see.
Okay, so 10 years. Still, 8 years ago, he should have given up on that. And everyone should have seen it by now that wanted to see it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't mind seeing it. I want to see the Dolly Parton songs. For God's sake, he got Dolly Parton songs.
Yeah, 2011.
Mm-hmm. For God's sakes, he flew around the world trying to hawk that thing. He went to the Dubai Film Festival with it.
He did. What?
What?
The actual F.
Let's see what else you guys had to say. I hate the taste of beef liver. Nasty. Yeah, liver.
Oh, yeah,
anything
liver.
Is
I don't like liver.
I love that.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
All about it. Iris, speaking of cold cuts, I remember being a kid in New York at my grandma's house, Grandma Hassan, and the cold cuts are out, and I am mowing this. What is this stuff? Is great. It's like the bologna's the and it was liverwurst, and I didn't
know. Liverwurst is delicious
until someone told me that that's you know there's liver. Hello, and I never ate it again.
No, liverwurst is, oh my God, liverwurst. My mom used to make it with really thinly sliced onions and yellow mustard on white bread. Oh my God. I could eat that right now. Delicious.
WTF is wrong with you, Vinny, and America. Milky Way and Three Musketeers are amazing.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No.
No, they aren't. No. It's like a Build-A-Bear workshop. You got your Three Musketeer. And then if that's not enough for you, for some reason, just the nougat and chocolate, you add a layer of caramel at the top. Now you got a Milky Way. And
listen,
if that's not enough for you, you put some peanuts in there and you got yourself a Snickers.
To the children's of Marin, if I could. Hmm. When you go to old lady Clarkie's house and she pulls out the Three Musketeers, close your bag, turn around, and walk away and let that thing fall at her feet.
More for me.
Demand a refund. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Science has chosen me. Thank you. Thank you so much. They've chosen the most hated bands of all time. You get the most hated foods, I do the most hated bands, plus all right. New music.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.